Hello, welcome back to Not Fast, Just Furious. We have four crew tonight, same four as always. Got a pretty good show ahead of us, so there's always some more time. Let's get to it.
Yeah,
I have one thing, Zach. You need to learn how to do that first part on the harmonica.
Oh, the harmonica.
And then we're gonna have a, you're gonna do it live.
I need
once.
A new harmonica.
Okay,
that's fair. Wait, why do you need a new harmonica?
Someone burnt that one last night. They melted it.
Fucking DJs.
I was to a harmonica.
I was there.
Did you tell him to do it?
Peer pressure.
He incited it.
Episode, which one is this one? 28, I believe? Episode 28, 29, or 27? We're almost approaching 30. That's what I'm trying
it's
to get
It's 28, I'm pretty sure.
So, once approaching the 30, I think we should do something for our 30th. Maybe do like a live podcast, maybe? I don't fucking know.
I'll say bad things.
I mean, that's true. Well, I don't edit anyways at the end
keep
of these.
My
so,
wits
I mean,
about
everything's
me.
Okay. But I just wanted to, we're jumping straight into it. I come in here. I wasn't watching anything until we got in here. I was watching SFL stuff. But you guys are watching MacGruber. My bad. MacGruber.
I saw it at Walmart the other night when me and Zach and someone else were there looking around. And I hyped it. I grabbed it.
Which
was
a good investment. Honestly, how much was it at Walmart?
That movie was $3. Okay, and we will watch it at least one more time.
Yeah, no.
And that little Ben thing?
Birdie's definitely going to watch that movie with me.
No, okay, so I never watched the movie because I watched the SNL skits. Like, I watched all the SNL skits with it. So I knew what the movie was going to be about. So I'm like, you know what? I'm not worried about watching this movie back in 2010. And once we're watching the entirety of the movie, we get to the point where there's the countdown, of course. Honestly, we can do spoilers here. This movie is over.
If you haven't watched this and you're mad, get over it.
This movie came out in 2010.
Once they get down to the countdown of nuking whatever the White House is, or the Pentagon, or with Congress chambers.
Washington.
Like, that's literally the movie. That's literally all the skit is when the timer's coming down. She's saying, 30 seconds, MacGruber. And it's like, gosh dang it. Like, this is legitimately the movie. This entire setup to this is to just this one scene. And honestly, the scene wasn't that good.
You take that back right now.
The scene was great.
Yeah, oh no, one-liners are always good in the movie, but this movie's fucking stupid.
So, I'm looking at the cast right now.
It's got a good cast.
It says Amari Stoudemire was in the movie.
Yeah.
When was Amari
in it? You didn't see him?
When was Amari in it?
Shit. He's one of the agents.
I was not paying attention. Was it one that had his throat ripped out?
I actually think he is the guy that got his throat ripped out. I think he was the dude they propped up that said the "you're all wet" thing.
No, that was an Amari.
I know he's
in it. That was a white dude.
Multiple people, to be clear, got their throats ripped out.
His throat rips.
I kind of want to know how you can at least get your hands through there to rip the throat out. So I feel like I just wrap around the trachea and just pull.
Like I asked you guys, is that even like physically, humanly possible?
Yes. Okay. I just watched it happen.
I watched it multiple times. Yeah, no, it's
he got the turkey.
He gobbled over that motherfucker too. So.
He got the turkey. He grizzled my throat and he stood over for him, mocking and said, "Gobble, gobble, 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 gobble."
And good gosh, the thing that the priest or whatever it was, the person, the ordained minister, gets blown up at the end.
Yes,
come on, he
gets blown.
Yeah.
Like, geez, this is the movie's stupid. Oh, but here's the thing. It reminded me, because I watched the first, 30 minutes of the Workaholics movie.
It's actually
honestly,
pretty similar.
We should probably watch that one next and just
I love that
because
movie.
It's literally the exact same thing, but probably...
You never watched it?
I've never watched it.
It's a little...
Is that Game Over or maybe?
Oh,
yeah.
Game Over.
I think
it's a little... It's gorier than what we just saw.
Shaggy's in it.
Yeah, he is. He's held hostage and singing
so
that.
Stupid. He's like, I wrote this song for little kids in Africa. He's like, do the song. He's like, I don't want to do It Wasn't Me. I don't like singing It Wasn't Me.
And he pulls the gun out of him and says,
sing it.
No, we should watch that and talk about it. Because Zach, I think you would like that movie.
I want to see it.
That's dope. I only watched 30 minutes of it. Not a big fan of it, but it's
well, I watched it. I remember like two parts. I remember that part where they force Shaggy to sing. And I know another part that I'm not going to say because... It's pretty fucking funny.
Though it's good. You see Adam's dick like five times. It's honestly just kind
of
weird.
That's one of the parts I was going to talk about.
That's a weird scene. Prior
he just like find excuses to pull his dick out for this movie.
What would you rate MacGyver? MacGruber, sorry.
It is MacGyver.
I mean, I'm not giving
it. Gosh, the fact that they did a parody on MacGyver to make this is fucking stupid.
I've seen this movie before I've seen MacGyver.
And he starts using guns.
I'd give it a 9.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, you just gotta take it for what it is. It's at least an 8.
It made me chuckle.
It's fucking great. Dude,
it made me chuckle. I'll give it a 4.
If you watch it, you will laugh. Like,
you missed a lot of really good parts, too, Kramer.
Well, I think I'm okay. I think I'm okay.
I thought we're gonna need to be watching after we get done.
I don't... According to... I'm trying to think, how long did I watch this with you guys?
Like, half an hour.
I think like 7:40. I know, I probably watched an hour's worth of it. It's just 9 o'clock right now.
You're there a little bit.
It was a good movie, though.
Honestly, we should do more movie reviews.
Oh, man.
Like crappy movies that we can just talk about after.
Quote unquote crappy movies. Because
this is a crappy movie. Jay, what's your rating?
I laugh. I would give it a 7.5.
It's so stupid. It's a 4 to me. It really is.
When I watch it on TV, probably not.
I would.
All right, more stuff coming in this podcast. If of course timestamps things. If you don't want to listen to a section, just skip over it because I mean you already clicked on it, and we give you the timestamp. So go to whatever. Because later on in this podcast, we're dissecting the girl code because last week we, went over the bro code. So we kind of see. I bet you think it's similar, but it's women, so it's obviously more complicated.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be much more complicated.
So I'm actually.
How many ever are we gonna go? I don't get it.
Yeah. We want to bet on that beforehand.
But she made a drinking game.
Before we get to, I don't know if you want to pull up. We just got Jam with Jay, Trav Sports World. It's not much of a.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm waiting. We're gonna stall a little bit until Travis gets back. I'm pretty sure he has to take out Rocco, but
I'm not sure what's going on.
I honestly really don't know what's going on either.
But
he hurried out of the room.
He did.
I want to do this. This is the right thing to do.
What is it? What are you doing?
Pretty much the official sponsor of Girl Code is probably Pete Whitney Barstool.
That's true. You're right.
So. We gotta find a reason so we gotta take a shot at least one time, and if you.
That's gonna be allowed.
That's fine.
And if there's one we don't get, take a shot.
Okay. I'm gonna have to. Alright, okay.
So are we gonna do that now? Or are we moving?
I mean, if you. Let's build up to it, because. Hold on, how cold is this?
Not very.
It's sticky. It's super sticky, too.
We pour airplane bottle shots of it into the bottle.
Yeah, because all the airplane bottles are in my freezer.
Why would you? That's fine. This is gross.
Yeah, it's all sticky.
I'm not drinking this.
Yeah, you are. No, you already agreed to it.
That's
you're
hot.
Locked in.
That's hot. If it was cold,
you're
I'd
you're locked
do it.
In.
If it was cold,
it's room temperature. It's
that's
not
hot. Here's the
I
thing.
I don't put liquor in my freezer.
You should.
One, it's small. Two, they need ice. And there's ice there.
Yeah, but you're going to take shots of this.
Yeah.
You don't.
You know how many bottles of warm pink Whitney I drank this summer? With Chaz?
Yeah, but that's you. I literally just took a pull of, I'm going to put air quotes on it, of some warm ass and my Crown Peach.
Are you implying I have a problem?
No.
Because you said that's you.
So are we taking shots of it
if you
not?
If you ever come to Jairus's pool, I would just walk around with one of these all night, just pass it everywhere. We'll drink like 2 or 3 in my night.
I will send a picture sometime.
Oh, fucking warm Peach with me.
Oh. Of all the pink Whitney bottles that are in the back of my house. I'll put it on the table and on top of the fridge.
Go get a cozy for that, so you're not slamming it everywhere.
Yeah, I got you coasters. The Crown Roller coasters. I think we all should probably have one.
Alright. Let's dissect Girl Code, boys.
Are we... Alright, let's dissect Girl Code. I'll pull her up.
One better be rude to me during this.
Alright. I am on Unwritten. It's what they're saying is on Google. There's the 36 unwritten rules of girl code all women need to live by.
This should be fun.
One. I mean, okay, wait.
I feel like these are, hold on. You feel like these are going to overlap quite a bit? I feel like they might overlap. But
what, for how bro?
If they overlap, just run through.
Okay, first. Wait until your friend is in their house before you drive away. I don't think I've ever seen a girl do that.
I've done that.
I do that. Yeah.
I always do that.
Okay.
Rewind.
But here's the thing. I'm thinking, we're not. I don't think I've ever seen someone. If someone was driving me, a female driving me, I don't think they've ever.
Usually, if a woman drives me home, it's probably because I left the bar. So normally, I'm not paying enough attention to even know.
This is true.
Fair enough.
Is that a weird way to put it?
No,
it's not weird at
all. Let's keep moving.
Two. Tell a girl her outfit has a malfunction or if it looked bad. So girls will tell other
guys
girls,
don't do that, because when I was in Colorado, I was going to the bathroom. I'm at the urinal. This guy, big dude, I'd say 6'3", 250 range, bulkier guy. He walks up behind me, I'm pissing. He starts doing this. I was like, he's like, man, I can't believe your friends that you walk around all fucked up like that. I was like, what happened? He was fixing the collar on my flannel. Is that a flannel on?
What was this?
In the bathroom at the Cowboys. So we're in there, and I'm talking.
I wasn't in there.
So it's that dude, this bigger guy. This other dude looks just like Sinbad. I'm serious. He had on the long sleeve, but the short sleeve, baggy button up shirt. He was bald. He had the fucking khakis on. He looked like Sinbad.
Were you in midstream while he did this?
Yes. My dick was in my hand. Oh my God. Well, not in my hand, because when I pee, I don't touch my dick. But
it's cleaner.
It's cleaner that way.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, but anyways. So then I'm sitting here talking to these guys. The doorway is like where it is here, where the camera is. And I see Zach turn the corner. He just goes, this is where the dicks hang out? And they go, is this your buddy? And I was like, yeah, that's Zach. And he goes, yo, what? He's like trying to be funny, but he was like acting aggressive. He's like, yo, what the fuck? Why are you letting your friend run around with his collar fucked up? And he was like, Trev looks dynamite. and they started snoring a little bit laughing. And he was like, you guys, you look dynamite too. And they were like, yeah, you do look dynamite too, Zach. And like we all high-fived and walked out. And then as I walked out, one of them, the synth dad, he bought me a drink. I was like, this is just such a weird exchange. Like,
why am I now just knowing about this?
It was scary.
Because it was actually a pretty minor detail.
that's actually kind of cool.
The best part about it is, because I think Zach probably thought I was about to get my ass kicked. Yeah, and the only instinct he had was, is this where dicks hang out?
I turned the corner and there's just one big dude behind Trav talking. There's another dude who looks like Sinbad in front of him talking to him. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
And it's like, at this point, like, I'm like really uncomfortable because, like, I'm just like, this is weird. So I'm not like laughing a lot or nothing. So I'm like kind of serious. And he just fucking, I see him out of the corner of my eye and I'm like, oh God, so don't say anything stupid.
Did the guy that was with Sinbad look like the guy from Matchbox 20?
What?
No.
Matchbox
20. Sinbad and that guy weren't even together.
Yeah, they weren't even together. This was just three random dudes in the bathroom. But then I went to the dance floor later and I danced with the Sinbad dude for like 5 minutes. It was fun.
Hold on. Time out. You danced with the Sinbad guy?
Yeah. No, like, not like, I mean, just danced around him.
Okay.
Because that's where we were in the country bar, and I was in Jordan's, and I had my flannel undone, and I walked up to him, and they had a couple girls with him, and I started talking to them, and I go, hold on, I'd like to fit in a little better. So I buttoned up my flannel, and they were laughing at me. I talked to them for probably about 5 minutes. It was fun. And then I just disappeared and didn't see him again. So.
And so that's how it should be. You disappeared in the night.
Until next time.
I probably hope I never see any people.
So when are we supposed to start drinking this?
I'll decide.
Okay. Number three. Be the amazing photographer you wish you had.
That's Cam and Daniel.
What?
Be the amazing photographer you wish you had.
I take pictures all the time. Do you?
Number four. Never go after your friend's crush or ex.
Well, that overlaps.
This is a girl's code, though. This is... And it does overlap. Oh, I think a lot of these overlap. That's Travis just flicked the cat.
Wait, why are we doing Sean?
It overlap.
Oh,
it's the same thing as real boy code. Guy code.
That ain't bad.
No.
Rocco, did you pick that up? No.
Okay. Here. You sure?
I have to drink this?
It's yeah. So smooth.
Yes.
It's
yeah.
Bad.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Jay, you gotta do it too.
Why?
You gotta take at least one.
Trav, go give me another Sprite if we're doing this.
Anybody else need a drink? Because you're taking at least one. You can pick when you do it.
I'm a.
If real,
I don't want to.
Kramer, it's actually good. I'm serious. It's
is
very
it much
smooth.
Better than that shit out there?
That's so smooth.
Because that's what my mind thinks right
so
now.
That's so smooth.
If you're wondering why Travis said I have to do these ones, because I do not drink, like, very much at all.
I drink it, you guys drink it.
No, because.
Put the knife down, Zach.
I drink it, now you guys have to.
Is that a box cutter knife?
Yeah, I took it from Travis.
Yeah, I was using it to open Funko Pops.
Nice.
Oh, I'm not this. I'm going to use that to chase. Okay. I'm going to use that real quick to chase.
You have Kramer, yeah. You're really over famous. It's
I
not
am,
bad.
I, you don't. You can wait. All right,
I took good. A big swing of it, too.
Kramer's going to go through it. Here you go, bud.
Really?
I might.
That's very good, Jay. So you're doing yours now or later.
No, here's the thing. I don't like the aftertaste to it.
And this is, if by somehow this is the only one that overlaps, I'll take one
all
right. After.
Let's go.
I
will be holding on to said bottle.
Fair enough.
If you arrive together, you leave together.
What?
If you arrive together, you leave together. I see women not do this all the time.
Yeah, girls break that all the time.
Always. Yeah, they seriously always do.
I break that all the time.
I mean, I break that all the time, too. That's a rule right there.
That's a bad code.
That's a terrible code. I don't think that code is not with on the guy code.
Yeah, so we have to take a shot because it's bad, so we're throwing that out of this.
No.
No, because, I mean, why do women... Why do they overthink things?
Because that's about the bathroom. That's about the bathroom.
No, this is it's no. It literally says it is morally wrong if wrong when girls don't follow this rule unless you're leaving with your family, your friends will frown on you leaving without them. Oh,
what?
Next question.
Yeah.
Six. Always check in on your friend while they're on their first date.
That overlaps. You weren't here last week, but it was me, Travis, and Zach. And Travis is like, "Yeah, I think I'm gonna go eat dinner with this girl later this week." I'm like, "Okay, like where at?" He gave us the restaurant the name, or the restaurant's name.
Chili's.
No, and me and Zach were like, "All right, we're gonna show up at the place."
Well, I went to Chili's, and cut
holes in the newspaper and just sit there in the back of the restaurant with the newspaper spying on Travis.
She would have actually thought that was the funniest shit ever.
Exactly.
That would be pretty funny.
Yeah, she would have been cool. But you should have.
And I tried to find a picture of the fucking Zach and Cody episode where they're actually doing that, but I couldn't find it. Was it Zach and Cody or am I crazy?
I might be crazy. I haven't heard of that show forever.
I can't remember it, but... But here's the thing. Do we check on each other on their first date?
No.
We don't check.
We find out after.
I wait for a response after.
Exactly.
Like, boom, home or something like that.
I normally be on my phone anyways messaging, so.
Gotcha. Number 7. Never let your girlfriend go to the washroom alone in public. Girls do that all the time.
We honestly do that. Zach will fucking barge in the bathroom after me every time I go. Hence why the two guys are talking to me and Zach just barges in. He does that everywhere.
I'll do that at the war because I just want to go in and kick the door and say, this is where the next
one. I'll be honest, I want to catch you talking to cokeheads in the bathroom.
At least you're being
honest. It's happened before.
Because they get really freaked out.
The best is the night I was at First War. Well, I wasn't at First War. Bar's that. Bar don't matter. Whatever.
You're at a bar.
Either way, I remember I'm like peeing and someone walks in and he's like, "You ain't lived till you done coke, bro." And I was like, "That's fine." He was like, "You trying to do a line of coke in the stall?" I said, "Considering I just shit in there, I don't want to do coke in there." And he said, "We can do it out here." And I was like, "God damn it, dude. No, I don't want to do coke with you."
I've never been offered coke before. Never had.
Do I look like someone who does coke, though?
What
up, Brody?
Number 8. Rescue any girl you see being annoyed by a creepy guy.
This should go both ways. I do that all the time for girls.
I think that should definitely go.
That overlaps.
I'm not drinking anymore of that crap.
Stop doing it.
It's too warm.
Is that cool?
No. Here's the thing. Brody can come in and drink some of that.
Brody, I need you. Well, hurry up.
Number nine. Boost every woman's confidence.
I do that.
All
right. I do that.
No. Here's the thing. We got to make sure we're...
Hey, everything that overlaps with girl code and guy code, we have to take a shot. Kramer can't handle Pink Whitney. Why? So I need someone to take the shots for Kramer. I can't just take them by myself.
How Meg do it?
Megan!
Meg here?
What was the question?
Boost every woman's confidence. But here's the thing. Do girls actually do this to each other? Because, I mean, guys always...
Kramer won't take shots of you.
Anybody.
Megan!
Cow, Meg!
You kicked Zach out of the camera.
Damn it, Meg. I want to be in the camera.
Take a shot. That's the only way you can get out of this. We're taking shots when they overlap.
There you go.
Stay right there, and you're going to take your designated shot taker.
Yeah.
She's drinking it.
Why is it hot?
Also, we're not taking the girl code right now, so feel free.
We'll give
her
ice.
Can you give me some ice?
All right. Number 10. Tell a girl if her man is cheating on her.
Nah.
Good lord.
Do you think girls do that, though?
Nah.
I don't think they do. I don't think girls do at all.
Oh my God.
There's no way they do.
Nah, they don't.
Yeah, no, they don't at all. Even, speak up, babe. You can say it. You're shaking your head no.
I don't want to interrupt in your podcast.
All right, feel free. You're the only girl.
Special guest.
This is now a TED Talk.
This is now a TED Talk, yeah. Oh. No, I doubt this actually happens.
I know it doesn't happen.
All right, Jay can confirm. Can confirm.
Because I don't know.
They're hot.
Just get a couple of ice.
You should have put it in the freezer before this.
I didn't plan on that. Let's go.
Number 11. Help your girl send angry texts to her man.
Why do you need help with that?
Exactly. Why do you need help with that?
He already did. We got him.
He
took a big drink of it, too.
How was it?
The crap peach.
Wait, are we just cutting through the podcast to see what that thing? That thing tasted like shit.
Right?
We got a bottle of the Crown Peach. We put Canadian Mist in it, and it's been on my coffee table. We finally talked Kramer to take a shot of it. No more distractions.
Yeah.
Keep my wits about it.
All right, help your girl send angry text to her man. Here's the thing. This is what I don't like about this, is because she's spreading lies and talking shit on her man to help her, like, say, okay, I need something juicy to say. So this is what's going on, and she's probably fabricating most of it.
You're just assuming all women lie, Kramer?
No, because it's facts.
It's facts.
I'm not going to touch on the subject.
I will.
I can say this because when apparently it just right. happened to me.
This is hard for me right now.
12. Always take her side, regardless of who she's up against. Girls do not do this. Women do not do this.
No one does this.
They don't even like each other.
It's not wrong.
This is not okay.
My hand is still sticky.
It's the girl code.
Pink Whitney.
Yeah, I need another wipe. It's kind of sticky still.
I don't know if you thought one would do the job.
It's very hot in this podcast. Jay, when are you going to put some AC in this?
Yes, it is. Jay puts AC in here to be cooler.
All right, number 13.
It's cooler because Jay's in here right now.
Assist in the change room at all times when shopping.
Guys definitely don't do that.
Guys, I'm thinking, I mean, no? Maybe he's like,
I don't want to be that, but like...
I'm not going to be
that. No, no, that kind of reminds me. Ever seen the movie White Chicks?
Yeah, yeah. Definitely get a whole
that's what, that's what I'm thinking too.
Yeah. She's like, fucking suck it in!
Does this happen to me? Do girls always assist each other in the change room when shopping?
Not always. Why do they call it the change room? Sometimes, yeah. Not always. Sometimes, yeah.
Number 14. Always seek permission before hitting on your friend's relatives. Whoa, 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 whoa. Why is this in the... What's going on here?
Best friend is Brady's sister.
Ah. Gotcha. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Nah. But so the permission was sought and it was granted, apparently. It was sought and... Okay.
I'm so sorry.
So this does happen? I'm assuming it does?
I mean, I didn't ask for permission. I'm just pissed.
Why?
Okay.
Because women.
I said, why did you whisper this?
You want me to fill it
15. If your BFF's torn about getting something they deserve, give her guidance.
I'll just tell my friends to buy it.
I feel it.
Fine.
There you go.
There you go,
no, that's like sip worthy. Yeah.
You can sip on that stuff. It's cool.
Pink Whitney's not as good as it was last time.
Whatever. Yeah, you puked off it like 3 times.
I didn't. You did.
Go on.
All right, 16. If you have an extra tampon, help a sister out.
That definitely doesn't overlap with bro code.
It's not overlap with bro code at all. Why are you laughing, Brody?
I hope it doesn't.
Brody, does this assist with you?
I just was thinking about Brody. It. Like, when they say it, then I put it to you.
Makes this true?
Yeah.
I'd hope so. You'd be kind of an asshole move if you did.
You're like, oh no, I'm good.
No, that's just so rude.
You're being so rude.
Oh my god.
don't start. Do not start. 17. Always be there when your friends need. Always be there when your friend needs you after a breakup. I don't know.
That overlaps.
That does overlap.
Because you should do it both ways.
Exactly. You should always help out. Always help out. Number 18.
That ain't bad.
Do your BFF's parents proud and protect her?
I kind of do the opposite, so this doesn't overlap.
I don't even say
if
that.
If you guys want to do bad shit, I'm all for it.
You see, I got the impression from that you're putting women in danger. No. Keeping them from women in danger, Trent?
So, this is 33 of these bad boys. We're at 19. Be a good wing woman. I have never heard of or seen of a good wing woman.
I was told 2 weeks ago that there was a certain lady that I needed to hit up, and I didn't get her name. I didn't get what she looked like. I don't know anything about her. So, no. Girls are not good women.
Or when the girls are trying to be bros, but that can't happen, and they try to, like, give advice. Can't be doing that either.
Thank you.
I don't think they... So I feel like... I don't know, man. I'm trying on some murky waters right now. Number 20. Continually insult your bestie to remind her you love her.
It's overlap. Megan! Shot!
Don't take a drink either.
Can I just keep drinking this margarita instead?
Well, no, that's not like 40% alcohol.
Exactly. It tastes better.
Okay. Did you hear number 20?
No.
Continually insult your bestie to remind her you love her. Hey, you didn't hit the camera this time. There you go.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You guys insult me all the fucking time.
I insult everybody all the time.
Yeah.
No one say.
If you're a girl who talks to me or a guy who talks to me, you will be insulted.
You can't say what we say to each other on the air.
Yes. 21. The other woman is hanging around your friend's man. Tell her. Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
That overlaps.
If you suspect that another woman is hanging around your friend's man, tell your friend.
Oh, okay.
That should, yeah, clearly, no, yeah, yeah, no, that should seriously happen. Right. Like, that's also like having each other's backs and like saying, hey, this is what's going on. You either put an end to this.
I mean, are you going to drink
or do something about it?
You can have
some of it. 22. Defend your friends in their absence.
I've never had a cold.
Yeah.
Defend your friends in their absence? That's just being like a decent person.
That overlaps.
That overlaps. Yeah, it does, Kramer.
10-4, good buddy.
It's cold, Trevor.
I'm good, but I'm not drinking Pink Whitney. I'm not a vodka person.
Are you allergic to it?
No, I'm vodka.
Then you ain't got a reason.
Vodka doesn't mix well with myself.
Try cold. It's way better cold.
No, it's not.
23. Never ditch your friends for a boy.
Never. That.
Guilty.
It works both ways.
Depends on the
You're right, Brody. Hey, you can't whisper it. Say it, bud.
Because I'm the best.
Right.
It's because Brody's throwing that dick around. That's why.
Look at that. It's a non-existent chin you have.
Yeah, you can just really get in there. Don't get in the way. It is hot in here.
I opened the door and let it
I go. Wish I had AC.
Brody, come tell me what cards I got.
All right, 24. Don't change the subject. 24.
21.
Always keep their secrets safe. Girls do not do this.
Hell
fuck no.
Girls do not do
this. I know so many secrets about people that I shouldn't know.
And the thing is, guys keep secrets.
Nah, I don't keep secrets.
Yeah,
I do. I'll tell people. I lie.
No, I keep secrets.
Tell people.
If you tell me not to tell nobody, I won't.
If you don't clarify that, I will tell people.
Be like, hey, between you and me, this.
There's at least a couple people that
Jay
know
Jay told me a secret the other day.
I did?
Yeah, cowboy butt strap shit.
Jesus.
Jay.
Just imagine if, like, we were at the cowboy and at the...
Dude, Jay would have went
crazy. Crazy in that place.
Do you think when I buttoned my flannel up, my butt would have drove Jay, like, half nuts?
I think it would have. 25. No. Never abandon a drunk friend.
I mean, that's
just normal. That's just decent
yeah.
being.
If I'm kidding, yeah.
That's true.
That overlaps, but I don't think I should take another shot of Pink Whitney. It's only been like 5 minutes.
Get myself out of the bar. Leave me there.
Or when your friends are drunk at the bar and you're supposed to DD them, but you leave and don't come back.
First thing I told you, I was leaving early.
The one time Zach threw up when I drove, I made him walk out of the bar. I told him, I was like, I am not carrying you. You were walking out.
When was it? I don't
know. That night you threw up in the ward at like 10:40.
Dude, that was a Monday.
That was a Monday.
10:41, you're throwing up. 10:51, you're asleep.
That was a good Monday. That was efficient.
That was efficient.
I got my 8 hours.
26. Speak up if your friend is concerned about your friend's new friend's intentions.
Can you please repeat that?
Speak up if you're concerned about your friend's new friend's intentions.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
It sounds like jealousy to me.
It says, we all have our suspicions.
Skip it.
Skip it.
27. If someone breaks your friend's heart, kill him. Holy cow.
Done. Next.
We have done this.
Overlaps.
Yep. Go.
28. Even if you don't agree with your besties, even if you don't agree with your best friend's relationship, stand by her.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I'm gonna let you know about it first.
Yeah.
She will.
I mean, you at least gotta know. I think you should at least tell them. And say, hey, we're still friends, but this. We're still cool and we're still friends, but this, that, and that. Just keep make sure you throw in there that you're still friends with them.
There's too many... We're saying the word friends too much right now.
Well, that's the
thing.
And
too many uncertain things right now. It's just confusing me.
29. Don't forget to remind your friend of your bond when you need to. So, like, pretty much saying, hey, you're friends.
Of your bond.
That's why I hug you, Kramer.
Last time you hugged me, Travis.
Last time you were asleep on the couch.
Yeah, last time you fell asleep in here.
Good lord.
Hugged you real good.
30. Be any girl's security guard when trouble arises.
I mean that.
Does that overlap with the fucking...
You would have
yeah, to... Jay, it does. You want to take yours now or you want to take it later?
Take it now, but you have to do it for...
Yeah, Jay's going to do it this morning.
You have three more left.
Go, Jay.
Jay.
Okay, it's not that bad.
It's real bad.
It's real bad.
It's lemonade.
Yeah, it's not bad.
The aftertaste, though.
Try it cold. I'm serious.
I took 2 drinks of it cold.
When?
Yeah, when did you do
it? It's on the camera.
I'll make you this deal. If I take another drink, you owe me $5 if I did it before.
No, I don't give a shit.
Crap.
I'm not going to watch the video. I'll just listen to the podcast.
Well, I'm not going to
Like, number 31. Yeah. Always show your friends that you appreciate them.
Always appreciate.
Is that what overlap?
He still thinks it's gross.
It is gross.
I used to think it tasted better.
It's just lemonade.
32. Don't be afraid to vent to your bestie and let them vent to you. And that's how shit starts.
I go on riffs all the time.
That's how shit starts, though.
I go on a riff.
32. Hey, riff. Listen to this. 32. Don't be afraid to vent bestie if they vent back to you. That is in line with that one back here, that like the woman that you have to like text angry text back to your man. That's how that shit starts.
Riff.
What's the 33rd
one? 33rd one. 33rd, there's actually 34 of these. 35, 36. There was 36 of these. I said 33 for some reason.
I'm going to scream.
33. If your best friend has a reason to hate someone, so do you.
Nope.
Yeah, no.
You should be allowed to.
I am my own man.
It's true. I agree.
Women would not be their own man, though, I suppose, so that is possible.
Celebrate their success like they're your own. That's up number 34. So if something happens, yeah, you better make sure you do this.
So like, if one of our birthdays, when somebody gets on sick,
like somebody gets a new job or something.
Yeah, new job.
Cookie cake.
They won a $5 scratcher.
Cookie cake.
It sounds like when you get drunker than them on their birthday.
Yeah, that dude. That is my signature move. When it's someone's birthday, I just get way drunker. Like last time we celebrated a birthday at Jared's house, I puked everywhere, and like she didn't even get fucked up.
I don't think.
So you celebrated.
No, she got fucked up.
Yeah.
It was so funny because we threw a birthday party.
No,
we threw a party for this for our friend's ex, and she was asleep before her actual birthday.
Yeah, and I brought.
And Travis is out here just fucking throwing up.
I brought 50 Jello shots, and I sat there, and I had 15 in my hand, and I made her sit there and take 15 in a row with me.
And then
I had a bottle of Pink Whitney I was carrying around to everybody. And then about midnight.
I'll make some Jello shots at my place.
Dude.
So you guys all come down and rage at my party.
I love Jello shots.
35. Don't let a girl walk into a stall without toilet paper.
That's funny. That's just funny.
Are you carrying toilet paper in your purse 24/7?
Actually, it's funny. We were at the war one time, and it was a big group, and the girl went to the bathroom, and she called me, and she's like, hey, get so-and-so, another girl, like, tell her to come to the bathroom, I need toilet paper.
Oh my gosh.
No, I'm just like, that's funny.
Jay went in there and took care of it himself.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
All right, 36 of these. Last one. Grab your friend's phone when necessary.
No.
Don't touch my phone.
Unless they, like, tell you to hold on to it so they don't do anything stupid.
No, I'm definitely giving you your phone back.
This says grab your friend's phone when necessary.
If you look at me and say I can't have my phone because I'll do something stupid, you will be getting your phone back.
And the sentence that says... Next to it, it says, especially if alcohol is involved.
No. I can't take your guys' phones.
You guys have never taken my phone, even though you probably should have
more than one time.
I'll never take
your phone when you're trying to call someone or text someone.
That's when I wake up and be like, I was Snapchatting 12 people last night. Like, a lot. And I don't remember any of these conversations.
Now they all love me.
So, out of assumption, all the 36 unwritten rules of the girl code all women need to live by... is a lot.
I don't like it.
Unnecessarily added more onto everything.
I was gonna say, they kind of like.
They
fuck themselves.
That's kind of like MacGruber. That was 36, but it could have been done in like 10.
R5. I think 5 is probably the top, honestly. But I mean, I think the guy code's obviously better than the girl code, clearly.
For obvious reasons.
Obvious reasons. Meg, as a female here. Which one's better, the guy code or the girl code?
I think they're both kind of stupid.
Neither one of them exists.
Yeah. Neither of them exist. That's very true. We forgot to say that disclaimer. Neither of these exist. As we had our stories and stuff.
They haven't been discovered yet.
So are we...
In nature.
Are we doctors since we dissected the girl code or no?
No.
Dr. Trev, M.D.
Yes. Dr. Baker.
D.
M.D. Mantis Toboggan. MD. Yeah, go
for it. Brad Sports World. Hell yeah.
I fear you just want to go with this.
Trav Sports World. Travis, what are we talking about today?
We're going to go over some NFL draft. We're not going to like... go through pick by pick. We're just going to kind of go off the dome and talk about that. And then there is a question to follow up all this NFL draft talk as well that Kramer threw in there. So
first off, before we get to actual draft thing, I think Spencer Brown is my favorite offensive
tackle. Yeah, the Browns tackle, that was sweet.
The Bills guy. And once he got drafted, he went outside, jumped through a damn table, and he initiated himself into the Bills Mafia. But the NFL draft was came and gone. It's officially over. But thing that I want to talk about the most with this is who is Mitchell Trubisky of this NFL?
Justin Fields.
And why is it Justin Fields?
Because it's Justin Fields and he went to the Bears.
Because he's on the Bears and they don't have a draft quarterbacks anyway.
Here's the thing, too. Do you think Justin Fields looked kind of pissed that he got the phone call for the Bears? Because he had straight face the entire time. He walked back in because ESPN had it on there. He walked right back into the room and he's just walking like, oh my gosh. He sat down for a little bit, got up, was like, whatever. He had no emotion to it. And then later on, he tweeted out, oh, thankful to be here and stuff. But Andy Dalton's clearly the quarterback there.
Yeah, my favorite thing about the Justin Fields draft is all the memes I saw where it was Andy Dalton like saying he signed with the Bears because he was the starter.
Oh, yeah.
And then Al Kupri reposted that. It was like in January.
They tweeted out QB1 and Andy Dalton back then. And then, someone replied back to it, that one, I can't remember what the chick's name was. She like this, with a winky face, and had Justin Fields on it.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it was a terrible draft pick. They even traded up for it, and they overpaid for it, which is funnier.
First round pick, and they're winning 8 games this year at most.
They're going to win, three. What do you mean?
They'll still win 6 or 7 games pretty easily.
Not really. Trevor Lawrence is clearly the clear-cut favorite in the draft class, being the best quarterback.
He's been the number one pick for 2 years. It's just a...
He's not the best quarterback in this draft.
Who is?
Zach Wilson.
Oh my gosh, no.
Or Mac Jones.
No, I like Trey Lance and Zach Wilson.
The thing is with Trey Lance, though, he got put into the perfect scheme for an offense because, one, you have two elite running backs behind you. You got a tight end on the side, and you can obviously do an RPO option with Trey Lance. Jimmy Garoppolo is not going to be healthy the entire season. Mm. Therefore, if Trey Lance needs a run, he can tuck around. He's 6'4", runs a 4.40, so he's clearly can get through here.
Yeah, I like him.
But number three, they honestly should have went Kyle Pitts. Imagine having They should have George Kittle on one side and Kyle Pitts on the other.
Yeah, just for fucking Jimmy Garoppolo to miss throws.
No, all Jimmy Garoppolo needs to throw is little slants and out routes, and boom, you're good. The RPO is what's going to come back to the NFL.
Already kind of has with Chiefs.
It's been, but
not really with the Chiefs, with the
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, Ravens.
But Chiefs, all their crazy, goofy plays they do.
I seen a report today that the Ravens are working on an extension with Lamar.
As they should, they picked up his 5th-year option. But Zach Wilson?
Best quarterback in the draft.
No.
He was wearing Hyper Roll 1s.
You see how terrified he looked when they were they said they were, the tweet said something about people were making hand gestures around doing the I love you signs, and one of them was put their finger up, and he just looks all what's going on?
Well, he went to BYU.
Did you see the TikTok of him with the water back in the high school, I think, and he's like,
with water?
No, I haven't seen
that. He looks like he's 12.
He still
looks like a
baby. You should see him in high school.
He probably looks like he's 3.
He looks young.
I typed in Zach Wilson on Twitter, and the second thing that pops up is Zach Wilson's mom.
Why?
Let me get
she a rocket?
Let me get
a Luka Doncic's mom.
Luka Doncic's mom's fucking smoking.
Let me get a peep.
I'm looking to see if I can find that. This dude, he just looks like
a sport. I'm talking about NFL draft now to talk about Zach Wilson's mom.
Jay, what about his mom?
If I have to, I'll look at this.
I'll do it on the big screen.
Oh, and did you see the odds? The funniest thing.
His mom.
Yep. I saw her. So odds wise, I'm pretty sure Bovada. It's a sports betting. You can go on there. When Trevor Lawrence was drafted.
Now that ain't bad.
So when Trevor Lawrence was drafted, there was a line to where who is he going to hug first? His mom, his newly engaged fiance, and oh my gosh, you're watching Zach Wilson drink water out of the water bottle.
All right, that was weird.
That's really weird.
That was very weird. I suggest looking that up if I were you.
Look at Zach Wilson drinking water in the water bottle in high school.
That might
be in college. I don't know if that's high school.
He looks pretty young.
This looks like the day he got drafted.
Yeah, he doesn't like the day he got drafted. No, but the lines were, I'm numbers wise, but Trevor Lawrence did hug his girlfriend first, and if you would have gotten that, you would have cashed out big, because they have the lines for that was, I think it was higher than him hugging his mom. She probably should have hugged his mom first, because that's just...
Nah, you do you, dog.
You might want to hug the person that kind of like guided you through, or even your dad too, maybe, but you hugged your fiance first. And the thing is, too, he should have probably sat in between his mom and his fiance. But yet, it was like his fiance and mom, and like
his dad tried.
His dad was like,
"Oh, he was getting his nuts squeezed, bro."
He had his knees tight to each other. Because I even saw Big Cat tweet out and say, "Can we get some leg room so his nuts can breathe over here?" Jeez, but NFL draft's good. I think. I mean, the highlight of the draft for me though was the Chiefs getting Nick Bolton. I called that clear as day since day one. So yeah. Draft's over. That means we're moving on to the next. What's the next thing for? Is it the rookie training camps coming up next for football?
Yeah, but some of them virtual.
Yeah,
I've seen that.
But they had all these fully vaccinated rooms.
Mm-hmm.
At some point,
the Packers said, "You know how like they had fully vaccinated Packers weren't fully vaccinated for it, so they."
So they're going to be doing the online the virtual rookie.
Yeah, the Packers will be going virtual.
Others probably won't, but that's why always the Packers are always behind the entirety of the league, because their office system is the worst.
The best team
they're trying to get rid of Aaron Rodgers. Come on now,
they're not getting Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers.
He's going to retire. He was in the Kentucky Derby today.
Today almost straight up the whole he's level, sad that it leaked out.
He said that it leaked out, but he said. Well, yeah, if you said it, it's going to happen.
He's the one that leaked it out.
Exactly. it's even funnier that way.
Do you see that his name tag at the Kentucky Derby says Turd Ferguson on it?
That was good. Yeah,
so stupid.
He's funny. Rogers. Rogers is
oh, my God. He's got McDonald's, too.
Hey, remember like the first time that you tried to come on this podcast? You can't eat McDonald's while you're talking. You are very tan in summer. Chaz Wilson's walking through the door right now.
But you can use the Desti, but don't fuck up them cards. Brady will freak out.
Dude, you are sunburned. Like that.
Yeah, it was.
What the hell did you do?
Bro, you're looking fucking big, too.
And then I went fishing.
Gone fishing. There
you go. Sunscreen.
We went fishing for pussy. You fucking yoke like that.
Yeah, you got a good point.
No, pussy comes to him, remember?
That's true.
Fishes for him.
I mean, maybe that's why he. Never mind. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it.
Hey, Chaz, take a shot.
Hey, what was jamming with Jay this
shot
week?
Or a drink?
This is a shot. They complained because it wasn't cold. I made it cold. They still complained. So.
I
complained about the
flavor. Juris likes it.
As of right now, Travis is trying to give Chaz some Pink Whitney.
That's my signature move.
For our podcast. I'm not drinking anymore. Listeners.
Someone's got to finish it.
Hey,
go for it. I might help you. I might be able to help on that.
Aaron Rodgers, he's going to be a Raider at some point.
No, he should go to the Washington football team so he can wear a Raider.
No, honestly, the thing is, I think Miami has the best favors and odds to get him because of all the draft capital they have for next season as well. So if you're Miami, give a call and send up two up north, because two is not good.
Also got to think about cap room and stuff.
Two. I just don't see them trading Aaron Rodgers for future picks because they're going to be good.
Here's the thing. If you want a backup quarterback in the NFL, you draft a Alabama guy. If you want a terrible quarterback in the NFL, you draft an Ohio State quarterback. That's just the thing. Because who was the last good Alabama quarterback?
Dwayne Haskins.
Alabama. He went to Ohio State.
Alabama quarterback? I don't know.
Jalen Hurts or Tua?
Jalen Hurts is solid.
Since Jalen Hurts graduated from Oklahoma, so therefore you can't say
Tua had a good.
Tua's not good yet.
Tua had a good year. It wasn't
Tua
that bad.
Go three
it's just
because
he
Hold
fucking
on.
Played with Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow in his class.
No. Tua goes three quarters, and then he just puts up 170 yards. Maybe goes 50% completion.
So yeah, you know who else would go?
Then Fitzpatrick comes in.
No. You know who else would go three quarters and throw a bunch of fucking picks? Peyton Manning for like 3 years. It's fine.
And I think Tua, he's so accurate at everything he does, but he needs to get.
So it was very strong.
He's athletic, too.
He's left handed, that's why. Not offense, Jay.
What?
Not offense. He's left handed.
Yeah, he's the next Mike Vick.
He's not that quick.
Oh, no, that's the first time I've ever done that.
Yeah, you just done goofed.
Jabbing with Jay.
So good.
I forgot about
okay,
that.
Okay, here's the thing. If we ever read like little videos where we like there's like that, you know, like that, a little jab with J thing, you gotta like fucking jab.
I want it to be like on a Chappelle show. On Chappelle show when it's actually I can't tell about that. It's kind of like probably not even talking about. Never mind.
We'll talk about later.
Yeah, I'll tell you guys later. Anyway, it's just Chappelle show. Is that come on, bud? We're doing jabbing with Jay now.
I actually requested to do this today because the show I'm going to be talking about is it's called The Dark Side of the Ring.
Oh, such a good series.
And it's on Vice. I don't know if that's like a normal channel or anything.
You can go to YouTube to watch it. It's on Hulu. It comes on Hulu.
It's on Hulu. Well, yeah, it's on Vice. It's on Hulu. It's on YouTube. I've actually watched an episode of it today. But if you're a wrestling fan, you'll love it. If you're a documentary fan, you'll probably enjoy it. And if you're just like learning about old crazy people from early 80s and 90s wrestling shit, you'll like it. Like,
did you see the I'm sorry to cut you off, but the worst idea of the
I've seen them all.
Of the what was it called?
There's two seasons. The third one comes out May 6th.
The Brawl for All. I'm about to watch that one here soon.
That one's that's stupid. Well, it's not stupid. The idea was stupid, but the episode's good.
Badass.
But, it's a little documentary series. One episode, usually, about 45, 46 minutes. It goes through other topics of just old wrestling history. Like, for instance, the very first episode they ever did was, it's called A Match Made in Heaven. It's about Macho Man Randy Savage and Mrs. Elizabeth, his real-life wife. Mm-hmm. Which, there's some crazy shit that I legit didn't know about that. And then last season, there was the Owen Hart tragedy, the Chris Benoit story, the Montreal Screwjob, just to name a few. And I actually watched the very first episode of the new season that came out on YouTube today, and I watched that, and that was about Brian Pillman.
Ooh, yes.
It was.
You've never seen those? Watch that one.
It's also really good.
It's really good.
It's a two-part series. I watched the
Chris Benoit one, too. Chris Benoit one?
Chris Malone is really sad.
Really sad, but really good.
It's really sad.
It's yeah.
But like I said, if you like wrestling, if you like documentaries, 45, 46 minutes, I think it's a good show, but I'm also very biased.
Yeah, wrestling fan. If you're a wrestling fan, you're gonna love this. If you're a documentary fan, yes, you will.
Even if you just like if you like old wrestling shit. There's interviews from guys like Stone Cold, Ric Flair's in it, Bret Hart's in it, Shawn Michaels is in it, Jim Cornette's in it a lot. It's just it's a bunch.
What about John Cena?
No.
Oh,
wow. At some point, he doesn't. John Cena's gonna be on there, but you can't see him.
Exactly. So he might be in it. But
what about Mickey Rourke? Mickey Rourke,
the wrestler.
Yeah, is he in there? He is the wrestler.
We should watch that movie.
Chris Jericho's in it.
Chris Jericho's narrating the
whole thing.
Yes,
he's narrating season 2 and season 3. But check it out if you want to. I suggest it.
And if you don't want to watch that, try MacGruber.
Don't try MacGruber.
That is my suggestion to you.
So stupid.
Brady, you're going to watch
MacGruber. We should watch Game Over now.
So hold on. Yeah, we'll see what happens. I got to finish this Pink Whitney.
Yeah, finish that Pink Whitney real quick. You're going to finish that Pink Whitney on the podcast? You got a lot to go, buddy.
No, but just this code.
Hey, also, history stuff. In the comment, are you guys good?
What? On A&E. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen an episode, but I know what you're talking about. He's talking to me about the A&E show that
Wrestling Professional Wrestling.
Walking Dead.
That was cool.
It's A&E, not AMC.
So I don't even know what he said.
The Walking Dead.
Oh, I've never seen that show. But yeah, I know what you're talking about. I haven't seen it yet. Have you seen it?
I saw the Undertaker Kane episode. It was on TV the other
day. Is it good?
Yeah, that's really.
It seems funny.
It's cooler. I think it's cool because they just go try to buy stuff from people and see if they can get rid of them. So they had to negotiate, giving them
American Pickers.
Because Undertaker opened up one of his storage units and it was just like
Storage Wars.
Yeah, it's like
dude, what show is this? Five shows in it.
Storage Wars, American Pickers, wrestling, all in one.
Yes.
What was it? Was that the greatest show of all time?
It was pretty cool.
Was it? What is it called? I think it's just
wrestling history.
Just calling stuff. The first episode was
Stone Cold. The last season.
I knew what you're talking about. I haven't seen it yet, though.
Hey, okay, hold on, real quick. I know we're still going on the TV topic. Walking Dead. Which episode did you get off on? I know
third episode.
That came out right. What was the last episode you ever watched? So I'll tell you mine, because I love The Walking Dead.
I've seen everything except the last season.
The last thing that I remember watching, I mean, it's not a spoiler alert, but when Glenn, I'm going to put air quotes on, died the first time,
That sounds like a very big spoiler.
Wait, he went underneath the dumpster?
That's
the last episode I watched. So I was like, this is stupid.
It was stupid. But,
but hey, no, we should do... let us know in the comment section. Zach and I are going to do a review on the new Star Wars... I can't remember what it's fucking called. Gosh dang it, I had to pop it.
Bad Batch.
The Bad Batch, yeah. We should definitely go episode by episode, you and I. And you guys can come in too. I'm not trying to exclude you guys out, but we're Star Wars guys.
I've never seen anything Star Wars.
It's going to be good. I know.
Very nice.
Do we have questions? Because I did not get any
questions. I have a double handful.
I have three questions that I forgot last week.
I don't have
one. Zach, let's do yours. I'll close her out. I have a few.
You want me to do mine first?
Yeah, I haven't read any of mine, so.
Do you know what the Golden Arches are?
McDonald's?
Yep.
Yeah, McDonald's.
Yeah.
That's the only one I got, so.
That's fair.
McDonald's, yeah, man. It's always the goal. I always see the Golden Arches when I come into St. Joe.
Chaz has Golden Arches every time he comes to Chaz.
Chaz is having Golden Arches right now on my couch.
Chaz has the Golden Arches.
Every time.
Alright. Would you rather be a world-class athlete before 10 or completely unathletic in 6'10"?
I'm going with a world-class athlete.
100%.
World-class athlete.
Perfect
comp. I don't know. I don't want to be like the bagel store dude because I'm so short and I'm angry.
Completely unathletic at 6'10"?
Imagine
Zach Randolph.
Imagine being 6'10".
Then you're in the NBA. That's sick.
I'm taking 6'10" unathletic.
Thank you. Me too.
Hey, that ain't bad.
Who's that? I don't know why.
No,
that's
no real name.
Motor
that was Jeff.
That was Jeff.
Alright, what's next?
Did everyone answer? What was your answer?
I said that I'm an athlete.
I'm being 6'10". You can be as athletic as you want. I'm still kicking
your
ass. If I'm 6'10", I'm fucking up.
Julia Newman or
I'm trying to be like Isaiah Thomas out here.
Isaiah Thomas
after
is really
told to stop.
I'm
kind of like how Isaiah Thomas. Kind of like Isaiah.
Please with the southern accent.
It actually says in quotation at the end of the question, please answer with a southern accent.
Which would you rather keep getting, some puss or drinking cold beer?
What if I mean, that's easy. Southern. I'm just going to keep drinking my beer.
Exactly.
I'm keep drinking my beer.
If I go for the pussy, do I get to drink Pink Whitney? Because I'm going to start drinking Pink Whitney all the time.
Exactly.
Well, no, you are.
I'll go for both.
I'm gonna keep drinking Pink Whitney.
You don't like beer.
That's my southern accent. All this, I call like
him maybe.
Can we get a spin?
Last one. Did you guys end up holding or selling Doge?
I'm holding right now.
It's
getting
almost,
very hard.
I
almost
sold the very first time.
Almost sold. Didn't do it.
I bought in at 4 cents and sold when it hit 9, and I haven't been back.
It's getting hard. What's it at right now? It was almost a 40. It was like 39.
Huh? It's gross in here, man.
It is at 39.
I'm kidding. I'm wearing a bro tank.
All right. Should I? That's a weird question.
No, don't you dare.
Are we ready for my questions or do we have more?
I sold.
I got
Trav sold.
I'm holding. I almost sold today, though. Like, seriously, Saturday, I almost sold today because I was like, went to 30.
I'm not selling till a dollar.
Hell yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I want to sell, then hopefully it drops back down. I buy more, then this goes back up and down like usual.
Yeah, trickle-down economics.
Yeah.
Trav.
Do you put toilet paper in the toilet to make your pee quiet?
What?
No. I'm sorry.
Hold on. That's a smart idea.
I'm just pissed.
No, listen. Say that's at night, and you're not trying to, like, wake up the entire house.
So you pee that loud.
God, is it a garden hose?
I got a solid stream. I'm sorry.
Kermit, you should go to a doctor.
Is it yellow?
No, it's
green.
I drink a lot of water.
It's green.
It's like a pre-workout. You should see what a pre-workout looks like.
No, I don't.
No,
I don't. But the answer is no, we don't. I don't do that.
No, if I'm gonna make my piss quiet, I'll just pee on the side of the bowl.
Side of the bowl.
If I'm taking a pee, I'm taking a pee.
I don't want to make my pee quiet. I will pee in the top of the toilet and give him an upper deck.
What do you guys even have there? You can't really control it when you're sitting down peeing.
All right. If you if you were ice cream, what flavor would you be? That's
mint chocolate chip.
See, that's what I was going to say too, and I don't know why. It just feels right.
I love mint chocolate chip. I love myself.
I'll be cookie dough.
That's gross.
I want to be that, like, Blue's Clues ice cream everyone had when they were little kids and made your poop dream. Yeah, I want to be, I'm the Dippin' Dots of ice cream. That's what I
am. Oh, no, you're the frozen yogurt.
Yeah.
Can I be the, like, the ice cream truck people with the SpongeBob?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So SpongeBob was fucked up. And it looks so bad. Yeah. It's just
gum. But you already paid for it. It was, like, $5, so you're going to like it.
I mean, hey, I get satisfaction about 3 minutes of this and split it and also gone.
I've never had satisfaction in 3 minutes. Kramer, hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
Kramer, get that bug! Bug! Kramer,
bug!
Get it!
A spider?
Don't punch it, get it.
Punch it!
Oh, Kramer! Flu! I thought it was a spider!
No, it's a fly.
I touched it twice.
Alright, what is Kramer smelling like today? I smelled him last time, it's someone else's turn.
It's kind of hot.
Jay, smell it.
Jared!
I'm not smelling
it. You take a whiff!
I can smell the hot dog water from here.
Walk. Kramer, walk it towards Jay.
Don't you have it! You
motherfucker!
Jay, what do you smell like?
I don't know!
It smells like he just went to Buck Night from Friday at Royal Stadium.
Alright.
Good question, Brody. Good question right there. That's a solid question.
You know he asked that question.
I know.
Alright. We gotta take a drink to that.
No. It's forcing it.
Alright. Are any of you guys allergic to anything?
No.
Not that I'm aware, but I have bad allergies.
Why are we giving up this info?
Airhead candy.
You can't poison my ass.
Yeah, like,
something.
You're allergic to Airhead candy?
There's something that's an Airhead candy.
I'm allergic to cookie cake, pizza rolls.
I'm allergic to work candy.
I'm allergic to baby pictures.
Brody's allergic to latex.
No, I'm not.
He uses sheepskin, if you know what I mean.
Bro.
No.
Brody uses human skin.
That's gross.
Then why do you do it?
That is a gross thing to say. Don't say that to people.
Can we go to the next
Hey, the one? Thing is, Brody's got a vasectomy.
Wait,
why don't you just wink at me?
Huh?
I'm not going to read a question about myself. I don't know. Or do we just delete that?
If it's a solid question, then you
it's
think it
not
is.
A solid
right,
then you pick. I don't think there's
which
still.
Which one was it?
I want to read it.
I don't care. It's just kind of a weird question. I'm not gonna ask that question myself.
But here's the thing. How would you? Who's the person?
That's the whole point of anonymous, Kramer. So I don't know who the person is.
Who's the person? Like,
what does it say?
Why does it matter now?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you guys rate yourselves?
That's not the question.
No, I'm a 9.9 because I'm pretty good, but nobody's perfect.
That was a solid answer.
I'm not going to think he may have asked that question.
I only asked Jay one question, and it got filtered out.
We can't say we've all agreed.
I know.
Inside joke.
All right, Jairus, 1 to 10.
Zero.
Say something depressing. Okay. Kramer?
I'm a 6.9. I'm always a good time.
Shut up. Go home.
Stop.
Go fuck home.
I'm going 9.8 because I'm at least a little bit below Zach.
I thought that was you.
No.
It was Zach.
Okay,
if you had 3 wishes for anything to happen / come true, what would they be?
What is it?
Oh. If you had 3 wishes for anything to happen / come true, what would they be?
More wishes.
3 times.
3 times.
More wishes. More wishes. Me to never lose my wishes. And then, since I have them, I'd use a 4th wish on whatever I wanted at the time.
So, 3 wishes?
I don't know if you said that.
I'll say it.
I wish all my debt would be gone.
If you lost all your debt, you would no longer be American, Kramer. You don't want that.
Yeah, okay, do you think I want to be American now? I mean, of course, yes, but
America's bad.
Get rid of my debt. This is a loaded question. Have a fuck ton of money.
Well, why wouldn't you just wish that for one wish? Because you could pay off your debt.
Because I'm losing money doing that.
Wish for unlimited money, fuck.
But you're losing a wish, too.
This dude's so bad. He doesn't deserve 3 wishes.
Yeah.
I'm saving the last wish for whenever I need it.
Just so wish for more wishes.
Yeah. I get out of jail free card. There we go.
Wish number one. Every time I bet red on roulette at the casino, I win.
They'll kick
it
you out.
It does not matter. I win. Number two. A new Kanye.
The casino costs us in red all
the time. They've double matched.
Number two. Not one, but two new Kanye albums. Number three.
That might be two wishes.
If that is two wishes, I'm fine. I don't need more wishes than that. I will be fine.
What's your backup wish?
Backup wish? My yard fences itself in, and I get another Rocco named Carlos. Look at him. You little dog.
You heard his name.
All right, the only question I have left is the one we didn't ask, so.
All right, Kramer.
You have one wish, though. I wish someone would take a swig of Pink Whitney. Well, that's my third wish.
You set your wishes. No one has to do that.
Jay, do you have wishes? Say, hold on. Can I use one of like, however you do a wish?
Yeah.
I wish Travis would drink all that Pink Whitney right now.
No.
He won't do that.
No.
Travis,
I did that once in high school. That Bacardi got really sick. I never do it again.
In college.
Bro, just drink the cup. Yeah. Not
bad. No, I'll finish the cup before you go anywhere.
Travis, you should probably wish for air in here.
No, I don't have the wish. I just had one of my friends do it.
He's an AC in here.
I told him 100 times. Hit Jay up. What does he do?
It's just hit Jay up. He added me on Snapchat today.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
He added you?
Yeah.
Why did he add me in?
Hey.
Well, I sent him a friend request like 2 months ago.
We forgot something. We got a plug loss like CBD before this is over. I'm not doing it. Broke my iPad.
That's something I took to hurt and cure my wrists. Got all the pain. I didn't say cured it. But it did help it out. So in order to get to the right way, to me feeling better, that does help you get from your lows back to your highs.
Allegedly.
And no, it does. It helps out a lot. If you need help getting going to sleep at night, you can clearly take it. Yeah. It helps Chaz get up, as he's alluding to behind the camera right now. use our promo code NFJF for 25% off your first order. We actually got a sale today. I was looking through the email. Yeah, we got the sale today, boys. Someone used our promo code, so it's still working.
Nice.
So make sure you just use that, LostLakeCBD.com. You can buy whatever the hell you want.
And that's for anxiety, depression, aches, pains,
free
trouble
shipping,
sleeping.
In the helps Chaz get up. United States.
It still does help Chaz get up.
Maybe Hawaiian or Alaska.
To be honest, I think Chaz might need to get something checked out, if you know what I mean.
Chaz might need something to make it go down.
That's very true.
I got lost.
All right, like the video on YouTube. Share this podcast to somebody. Do what you need to do, everybody.
Yeah.
We dissected the girl code, and it's not real.
Everything's a myth.
It's
all cake.
Life
is just an illusion.
This table is cake. Watch. I'm gonna jump on it.
Watch that, buddy.
No, I'm not gonna jump on it.
That table might break if you jump on it.
I did not do a very good job on that table. Muppy Kramer.